You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Officials cut the ribbon Wednesday on a four-story, 50-unit development on Syracuse's near north side aimed at providing affordable and supportive housing. The $17.6 million Catherine Street Apartments includes 20 units for residents with low incomes and 30 for those with mental health diagnoses. Mike Delmer with CSD Housing says there are similar developments in Utica, Rochester, and Buffalo, but this is the first of its kind in Syracuse. He knows these units address just a fraction of the need.
There are thousands of people that would be eligible for this housing here in the city of Syracuse and don't have it. And what options there are that are affordable aren't this. They're not brand new beautiful apartments with state-of-the-art security and cooling and heating.
We see a lot of developments in the city. A lot of them are happening downtown and in vibrant parts of our community. But we need to make sure that we're investing in projects that benefit everyone in our community, regardless of ability, of income level.
It's to give people an opportunity who struggle with challenges around mental health to live a life in which there's much less stigma and a focus on their own dignity. What we want to do and what we strive to do is allow people to come home.
I had the opportunity today to speak to three individuals who live in the building, and all of them said, it's beautiful, I've never had anything like this, I love it, and the staff are so kind to me.
That's Moira Tashin with the state's Office of Mental Health. We also heard from John Warren, Executive Director of Central New York Services, and Mayor Ben Walsh, who says the project is a big step forward for a block where he previously witnessed open-air drug dealing. Central New York Services will own the building and provide support for mental health residents. The project was several years in the making and took numerous state agencies and other private sector partners to put together. It's part of the state's five-year, $20 billion plan to combat homelessness with safe, affordable, and supportive housing. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.